WGEL presents Homegrown Music with Swamp Weiss. Tell us about the program, Swamp.
Hey, I'd love to, John. It'll be an hour of local artists, some old favorites, original tunes. We'll be on the air for an hour in the middle of the month, just prior to the Sunday Night Hayride on WGEL.
Swamp, it's April.
April.
Springtime's been here for a little while.
Yep.
And it's April.
The best part about April, it's a step closer to May.
Yeah, absolutely correct. Hey, we had such a good time.
Yeah.
You started out with a live little bit of guitar here. I thought I'd do just a little bit of guitar here.
Sure enough.
Pass this over to you. So
okay.
People can tell the difference right away without even looking.
Well,
who's who here?
You're on the mighty Gibson guitar, right?
Yeah, this is gonna be a little intro from Jim Morrison, one of his songs.
We'll just do
a quick lick here. Okay. Here we go.
Esteban would be proud of you, John. You know, actually, I played that tune. The tune is People Are Strange, I think.
People Are Strange, yes.
I played that at a...
Don't be strange.
I played that at a wedding reception one time.
Really?
And somebody wanted to hear it. And so, okay.
All right.
Yeah. It seemed like a...
Yeah.
That's for Esteban right there.
Whipping
okay, we got that out of the way.
Okay, that part of the program is now defunct.
Well, I think we have many things to do here tonight.
Oh, so, yeah. I got some songs set up here, and I bet you do, too.
Alrighty, I don't know where you want to start.
Well, let me do one first here.
Yeah.
And I meant to talk to you about this before the show, but we can talk about it right here. This fella, we haven't done one of his songs in quite a while. And man, he's got a voice. It sounds like somebody out of Nashville to me. When I say his name, if I can think of his name.
Okay.
I think it's Kerry Miller, the Kerry Miller Band.
Okay.
He's from right around here. Is that correct?
That sounds right.
Yeah. And, I was just going through some of the songs we got here.
Was he from Fayette County?
I think he may even be from Northern Bond County.
We saw him out at one of the roadhouses here
a couple of years ago, and
right.
man, he did a
yeah.
nice show all
That's
by
right.
himself and his guitar. But
right.
this is with the Kerry Miller Band.
I think he's up around Panama way, actually.
That sounds correct. That kind of sounds correct. And this first song is called Perfect Storm.
Okay.
I think we may have played it several years back, but it definitely deserves a repeat right here.
Sure
Perfect
enough.
Storm. Kerry Miller Band from right here in Bond County.
You're looking good in them cowgirl boots, twisting around with your hip-hop moves. Girl, you're smooth like Tennessee whiskey, sweeter than strawberry wine. Yeah. When I'm with you, I just can't think. Got me tongue-tied and I just can't speak. Is this a dream that you're here with me? You got my heart pumping to the sound of the beach. No. low. Hear the thunder cracking, lightning crashing. Girl, you're my perfect storm.
And there was Carrie Miller in the Perfect Storm.
Perfect Storm. Yeah. Pretty good, good. Pretty good stuff. Deal.
Man, that guy can belt them out. I'm telling you.
Yeah. I have a feeling. I think he might have recorded that in Indiana for some reason. Craig Baumberger was talking to him. He met up with him. And I think he said he might have recorded in Indiana. Not that it matters too much. But
no.
Got a pretty good recording on that.
Yeah. We got to figure out where he's going to be this summer and try to get
hopefully.
You again somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, next up, Swamp, what do we got?
Yeah, it's hard to believe this has been a year ago. This is John Prime we're going to talk about a little bit. John passed away from COVID-related problems in April. So it's the first anniversary of his death here. And one of my favorite singer-songwriters.
Got his big start in Chicago, right?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he's sort of
practically a homegrown boy.
Kind of homegrown. We'll cast our net. We played some Prime. When he passed away, played a couple.
Yes, we did.
I kind of like to do some of this off an album from 1978. If you know anything about John Prine at all, his song, big song, was Paradise. And I think we played that song a year ago. It's nice that everybody's got their signature song. I don't have one. I think you do, probably.
Something about refrigerator.
Yeah.
Washing machine, yeah.
Yeah. I wish that was mine, but that one is yours.
Mine was a freezer. Yours is a
washer. Yeah. Keep your appliances straight here now. It's hard. It's easy to get.
when you confuse your stove with your dry with
that's right. No,
machine, it's not a good thing. Throw that turkey in
that's
there.
Right.
Watching flop around.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Two different things. Two different purposes in life.
Amen. Yeah.
But anyway. People think of Prine if you're a Prine aficionado, which I've grown to be. I didn't really catch him early on. I thought he's a little bit of a Dylan knockoff, tell you the truth. And I almost got in a fight with a guy one time. Well, it wouldn't have been much of a fight because I wouldn't have fought over the thing, but he just kind of wanted to fight. And my philosophy has always been walk around. You see something like that going, I walk around it.
You know?
It's always been my philosophy pretty much. Yeah. You know, but I don't know. Anyway, John had a signature song and this was the song I think a lot of people remember him by. But this song, this one Randy Hammer likes a lot too. And actually he does it. And it's a song called That's What Makes the World Go Round. And we've never played this on the air before. And we'll play this in remembrance of John Prine.
There it goes.
All right.
Right now.
I got glue on my string. That's the way that the world goes round. Stuck in the ice.
without my clothes, naked as the eyes of a clown. I was crying ice cubes, hoping I'd croak when the sun come through the window. The ice all broke. I stood up and laughed, thought it was a joke. That's the way that the world goes round. That's the way that the world goes round. You're up one day, the next you're down. It's a happening to water, you think you're gonna drown. That's the way that the world goes round.
Disc like that, don't get to queue up too many tunes anymore.
Well, I got another album here, might be two, but I still like vinyl. I got a whole bunch of them. So.
Oh yeah, it's great.
Anyway,
stuff.
Think about John Prine on that. So it's been a year since he passed away, and anybody you like, I wish you had a little more time, you know, and I wish you did. So, but that's where you go. So. What you got there, John?
One of our buddies coming up next here. One of our Greenville buddies, and I haven't had him on the show in a while. And by golly, that's a shame on us for that. And doing a song called Captain Jack. It's our buddy Dale Hannabarger.
Yeah.
Here we go, Dale.
Know him pretty well.
Okay. Finally, somewhere along the way. I guess trash don't matter when you're living in a cave.
Jack, my buddy Dale there.
Yeah.
Doing a fine job on that.
That was a good one. Yeah, I enjoy that.
Yes, sir. Swamp up next. We got in touch with this gal through our old buddy Ed Taylor over in Vandalia. Mm-hmm. And this gal is from over in Fayette County area. And yeah. She does a heck of a job of banging out a tune. And this one, I believe we may have played this way back when, but it's good enough to do it again.
You know what? She was playing someplace. Vandalia was having a celebration a couple of years back before all the COVID and everything. And I was going to go see her, and there's some other people on the bill, pretty much local people, and I think it got rained out, if you can believe that.
Well, it happens sometimes. It happens. Yeah, well.
But there's so much snow and everything we've had in the past, and you kind of forget about rain. You know?
Rain so, is a thing of the past and a thing of the future, probably. Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah. Right.
Our buddies out in the field are going to need some rain this spring. Yeah. Yeah, you know that.
Good thing about having a lot of snow that gets in the groundwater, I guess. Certainly.
Yeah. Yeah. How's our favorite farmer taking things lately? Talk about Mr. Baumberger.
Yeah, Craig Baumberger. Yeah. He's kind of deadpan sometimes.
He is. He's good at telling the jokes at the nursing home. He's got them down. Yeah.
He's got the penultimate poker face.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Don't play poker.
Go play poker. No.
He'll clean you up.
Don't mess it. Don't do that.
This is summer, though, right?
This is summer. Summer Osborne. The name of the song is Take It Easy, and we're going to take it easy and listen to it right now.
I feel it coming home so strong, like I've been sleeping way too long. A voice in my head screaming out loud, said you better move fast and you better move now. This time, no, you don't have to take what you've been given. All you gotta do is learn with the rhythm. Ah, you got the fire. Hey, hey, you got the fire. Hey, you got the fire. Darkest night. Gonna check those layers and labels and lines that's held me down, that's kept me tied. It's time to sink or swim, and I'm gonna do one better, man. I'm gonna fly. No, you don't have to take what you've been given. What you gotta do is run with the rhythm. Gonna rule this world, hey!
Taking it easy.
All right.
Easy.
I don't know if life gets any easier or not.
No, it doesn't.
Seems like it gets more complicated all the time. I don't know.
Complications set in no matter what.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, hey, here's a buddy of mine and yours, I hope. A fellow named David Johnson. He's real picky about
it. I said David better than like David. Shorter version.
Yeah, Dave. Yeah.
Dave, no.
Dave, don't call me David. Or David, don't call me Dave Johnson, I guess. But anyway, David is a person that used to roam the streets of Greenville once upon a time. He's a Greenville college student, probably about 1973 and 74, along in there. So if you've got a long memory, David and I used to roam the streets together and find places to pick bluegrass music, and until we got ran out of some place, and then we'd find some other place to get ran out of. So,
yeah,
always looking for new ground there.
Yeah.
But this is a good song. David had a CD put out a couple years back, and got a hold of it, and it has to do with John Prine. So I thought, since we're talking about John Prine, it's called "Going to Wolf Trap," and I think Wolf Trap was a music venue in Virginia, I believe, or West Virginia, possibly. And I'm not sure if David Aaron went there, but it kind of fit the song. And anyway, it does have John Prine, mentioned John Prine. And so I thought, yeah, we'll do that. Like I say, David got a little bit of a tie here in Greenville. He was, anyway, this is "Going to Wolf Trap" by David Johnson. He's going to Wolf Trap.
Here we go.
He was speaking to me, "Why don't you come and see?" So I opened my eyes to get a good look, and what I saw was all that it took. I walked down streets I'd been before, familiar faces behind closed doors. Made me sad, a little depressed, but it made me glad, I'm like all the rest. I grabbed my guitar, I grabbed my pack, I hugged my mom and said, "I'll be back. Don't worry about me, I'll be just fine. I'm going to Wolf Trap to hear John Prine." Redhead told me he's the new Dylan. He sang stories of just how I was feeling. The music ain't pretty and the voice is rough, but his words are gold and that's more than enough. I grabbed my guitar, I grabbed my pack, I hugged my mom and said, "I'll be back. About me, I'll be just fine. I'm going to Wolf Trap to hear John Prine." So I had to go, I was on a mission to see the man who rides with 20/20 vision. Now I'm glad I went, I'm glad I listened. I learned to see things that I'd been missing. So grab your guitar, grab your pack, hug your mom and tell her you'll be back. And if she's worried, tell her you'll be fine. You're going down the Wolf Trap to hear John Prine. So grab your guitar, grab your pack, hug your mom and tell her you'll be back. And if she's worried, just tell her you'll be fine. You're going down the Wolf Trap to hear John Prine.
Go, Swamp.
There's old David Johnson. He's heading out to Wolf Trap. Can't see John Prine anymore. Sorry.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Once upon a time, he could. So.
Yeah. Hey, up next, we got a guy that hung around the bank a lot when he was in town here.
And he had a job doing that, too.
Yes, right? Because I think he... and he's retired down in Florida, the same general area I'm in. So I get to see him when I go down to Florida, if I ever get down there this year.
Yeah.
And his name is Mark Beatty. And if you've ever been anywhere where he played the piano, you know he can play that piano.
Yeah, I've heard he's pretty good.
Yes, sir. And our favorite farmer, Craig Barnberger, got us this CD with Mark on the piano and some various tunes that he had on that piano. One of them was a good old ragtime tune, which I'd never heard. It's called The World Is Not My Own.
Okay.
And it's a very short one, so we'll be right back after this very short and lively piece of piano work by Mr. Mark Beatty right here from here in Greenville of years. Yeah. There's some piano playing.
Hey, buddy. Swamp. That's
Boy,
right.
You did a dandy job there.
That's pretty
he?
Cool. Yeah. We're the next guys up here are kind of local guys, I guess, or Cass Arnett. There was one fellow who's still around this area, Roger Boyd. We're talking about Head East. And our old buddy Kenny Hampton, we're going to highlight a song that he wrote for these guys. I think this is in the late 70s, 78, 79. There's an album called US1 that Head East put out. And somehow Kenny knew the bass player in Head East at that point, a guy named Mark Boatman. And somehow I think he pitched this to Roger, was actually his brother-in-law. He married, everybody follows this, it's not important, but Roger Boyd was his brother-in-law, married Mark's sister. And I think he kind of pitched the song maybe to Roger. And
Head East has been around here quite a bit.
Yeah.
They were at the fairgrounds about 7 or 8 years ago.
Sorry. Okay.
During the fair. And they were at one of the big celebrations here.
Big Fourth, ago. Yeah. Swamp Days opened up for them on the Fourth time. Yeah. So
who are those guys?
Yeah, I don't know.
Man,
who knows?
I know one or two of them, man.
Yeah.
You know it more.
I know a couple of them there. Yeah, I know a couple of them. But anyway, this is a song, and a nice song, and Kenny composed this, and he said he got a little bit of money off of ASCAP for a while. I don't think he's gotten too much these days. But
anybody that gets money out of ASCAP is okay by me.
Yeah,
I'm telling you. There's a real connection here between what goes on at a radio station and the guys that get from ASCAP.
I don't expect to ever get any because I never have a song that's any good. But
I'll send you. I'll
appreciate that, John.
I'll sign it, Mr. ASCAP, and we'll see if it clears the bank.
That'd be wonderful. Yeah, there you go. Anyway, that's a song called You'll Be the One.
Mm-hmm.
There we go, Kenny.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice song. You'll Be the One.
Yes.
So, pretty homegrown. Kenny's a longtime civilian, I guess what you call him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Really? I didn't think we'd leave this till the end. I don't want to get too morbid on things. We did lose a good friend here a while back, and a lot of people knew this fellow, and just passed away not too long ago. Don Stover was his name.
Yes. Don was a radio guy originally.
Yeah, yeah.
Before he worked for NEVCO.
Yeah.
And he did some excellent work for us. Mm-hmm. Let me throw that in real quick there, because, man, if it was electronic and you could fix it, Don knew how to fix it.
For sure.
We're going to really miss Don for that and for being Don.
I remember when Don had his store going down there, the little fix-it thing, and I talked to his wife, Jan, and our best wishes go out to Jan.
Yes.
For the future, too. But this is when Don basically walked away from a really pretty good paying job with NEVCO, with the whole scoreboard thing and all that, and to do a fix-it thing. And it really took a little act of faith there, and I told Jan, I said, this is kind of corny, but I remember an Andy Griffith episode where Emmett was a fix-it guy, and it was like one of the later Andy Griffiths, which usually aren't as good, but Emmett had been a fix-it guy all his life pretty much, and, you know, messed around with toasters and whatever the thing is, you know. And, they lined him up with an insurance job, and all his well-meaning relatives were like, hey, Emmett, you need a real job, kind of thing. So he tried it for a while, and he just hated it. So went back to fixing toasters and doing whatever it was, and everybody was happy. His wife was happy too, and I always thought about it. I told Jan that, and it's kind of corny, but Don was really happy doing that kind of thing.
So, yes, anyway, he was.
So I mean, it's rare that people actually get to do kind of what they want to do. He's like that. He played a little guitar too. I remember he said that he showed you lick or two.
He showed me some licks one time, a guitar, and I'm going, wow, where'd you get this? And I kept waiting for an opportunity to see him doing some more, but I never did.
I remember him picking guitar a little bit. He showed up a few things that we did in the past, but his real passion was electronics and everything. That was really what he's into. So,
and his podcast, his magazine.
Right, they had the Owl Creek Gazette.
The coffee shop and fixing things. And, he had his hands full.
Yeah, for sure. So anyway, we'll miss Don. Don was pretty much a fixture on the Greenville scene here for a while. Talk about another guy, too, that people of a certain generation might remember this. And I think he came from Indiana originally. The Johnson boys, all Dave and Bruce, came from Indiana. I think they knew him over there. And they met at Greenville College. And somehow Randy got the nickname Rudy. So that's all I ever call him, was Rudy, which I think maybe Dave Johnson got something to do with that. Oh, David Johnson, I'm sorry. That might have had something to do with that. They put together a little combo, as we like to call in the business, a little swinging combo here, and bluegrass music. And this lineup was David Johnson himself playing guitar. He's a fine banjo player. He's playing guitar, and he's pretty much a lead singer in this setup. And Randy Reynolds was playing great banjo and sang some harmonies. And David's brother Bruce played mandolin and sang harmonies. And they drafted Lyle Mayfield, Greenville's own Lyle Mayfield, to play bass, upright bass with him. They gave the group was the Bluegrass Cheeseburgers. So, and here's get to you more homegrown, John, because I think this was recorded by Lyle Mayfield in his home on Trindle Avenue. You remember Trindle Avenue?
Yes.
Trindle's like the shortest street in Greenville, I think.
It's right across from high school, isn't it?
Around the high school area. Mm-hmm. And there was a house across the street from it. There's like two houses on Trindle. So anyway, I think this is recorded at Lyle's house even. So you can't get any more homegrown than this, can you? But here's the other thing, is the song we're going to hear is called The Old Home Place. And this was authored by two of the Dillards, Missouri's Dillards, who were the Darlin family on Anna Griffiths. Anyway, this is from about 73, 74 along in there. And The Old Home Place, the Bluegrass Cheeseburgers.
Since I left my home in the hall where I did they tear it down? And why did I leave my plow in the field to look for a job in the town?
Hey, I like that.
Yeah. That's a good pick in there. You know, I should say the other thing. These guys were only 19, 20, 21 years old, something like that. And that's some good playing there, I'll tell you that.
So, yes, they did.
And good singing, too. Good picking and singing there. Cool. Hadn't seen Randy for a few years. And like I say, he was kind of familiar face on the streets of Greenville about 74. He wasn't the most studious person, as Dave Johnson and myself were not very studious either, and he got a job on the road crew here in Greenville, so you'd see him out patching streets and things like that. So anyway, he kind of pushed on, and I think he moved back to Indiana, I believe, at some point. And anyway, I don't know all the details of his passing away, but anyway, I saw him a few years ago at the Bean Blossom Festival in Indiana, met up with him, kind of rehashed some of the old days.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we miss him, and wish we had more time with these people that have the talent like this. People wish we had more time with them. So.
Well, we'll spend some time playing music.
Yeah, yeah.
On the program again. Yeah.
I hope to play some more of this because it's really pretty good sound here. I think Lyle Mayfield had a pretty good real tape recorder that he taped this on. I think he was the guy that taped it. So play some more of this in the future. So.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Next up, we got our old buddy Jeff Chapman.
And
it's one of his blues sessions for the fellow named Big Rich.
Big Rich.
We played some of this from this CD before, and boy, you can't beat Big Jeff, and or you can't beat Brother Jeff and Big Rich. Actually, two pretty good sized boys, I guess.
I think,
one of them calls himself Big, but
okay.
I'm not so sure which one's the biggest, but Jeff's got the big voice, though.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And the song is Watching the World Go By.
All right.
Everything is gone. is expected just to pick up dust off and move along, watching the world go by. The leader keeps on running, another day goes by. The world just keeps on turning, it's hard to keep your head up. Everyone knocks you down, watching the world go by. Watching the world go by.
I guess we could pick up that guitar and do a little more, maybe label this out. Or we don't have to. I don't.
Okay.
But in any case, we'll be back in May probably.
Back in May, sure. Yeah.
That pretty well does it for April.
Back in the sunshine of the May and everything.
And that was Big Jeff. That was Brother Jeff.
Brother Jeff.
Big Rich. Doing that last song.
Yeah.
For us this evening.
Maybe those guys will be playing out sometime when
I bet they will be. I know they'll be down at Kahuna's.
Yeah. Might get them for a big workshop here, songwriters thing too, maybe.
Oh, good.
Sometime with Craig there. I think he's trying to get Jeff to do something before all the COVID thing came down, so might try to get him in there.
Okay. So, looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Me too,
that's for sure.
Come back for that.
All right.
All right, Swan.
Sounds good. Hey, everybody.
See
ya.
Bye.
To you, bye.